Jessica, thanks for joining us. This week we are starting off talking about a story you are running from Searchlight, New Mexico, dealing with kids with special needs winding up in jail. Could you share the details?
Yes, so Searchlight produced this investigative piece written by Ed Williams that talks about the number of juveniles that are being jailed rather than receiving the behavioral health treatment that they need. Now, the story highlights a youth from the Alamogordo community. Now, one of the interesting things about this particular piece is the statistics that are stated. Among those, more than 70% of police referrals of juveniles took place in only five school districts, Carlsbad, Gallup, Farmington, Bernalillo, and Alamogordo Public Schools. Now, of all of those districts, disproportionately referred students with disabilities to police were really, really high. So if you've not read the piece, I encourage you to go to alamogordonews.com and to learn more about the subject.
Okay, now moving on, the high school in Alamogordo is working to secure its campus.
So there will be some infrastructure updates and changes to Alamogordo High School to create what they call a secure campus. And that's just a term that they're using to describe steps taking to protect the children from potential threats, to secure the students and the staff as well. That includes a new fence going up, changes to student schedules. The students will no longer be able to leave campus to go to lunch. AHS Principal Ken Moore said it's not meant to make the kids feel like they're in a prison, but rather it's meant to show the community that there are proper precautions being put in place to make sure that these kids are safe when they're in school next year.
Okay, now you are also having something regarding White Sands National Monument's full moon nights. What can you let us know about that?
So if you have not attended a full moon night at White Sands National Monument, you are truly missing out. The last one was May 18th. They talked about astronomy. It's really a beautiful event. It's a great family event. The next one will be on June 17th at 8:30 p.m. at the amphitheater. Now, the program is free. You have to pay the entrance to get into the monument. But at the June 17th event, the 1st Armored Division's concert band will be performing a selection of concert favorites. So come on out, bring a blanket and something cool to drink, and enjoy the night.
Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We'll talk with you next week.
Look forward to it.